picker at Okawa Tate. As I said, JT can't be joining us tonight, but I tell you what, the Sophia Loren of Te Aumari is joining us this evening. Medi picker at Okawa Tate, how are you?
You know, Pai, very well indeed. Thank you, Matt. Nice to be with you.
Good to be with you. And I'm not kidding either. You know, there is something about that that Sophia Loren look you carry, my friend.
Is that right? Is that right?
Well, I've got to schmooze you to ease you into this, right?
Oh, well. Hey, you've always got to look well.
That's right. That's right. That's why I've got a face made for radio. Hey, let's have a talk about the what's going on with COVID-19, and then also talk about the win in the High Court for the Whānau Water Commissioning Agency too, which I think is absolutely amazing. I don't know why anybody had to go to court to it, but anyway, we'll get to that. The ethnicity of current active COVID-19 cases, 845 are Māori. I mean, this is very much shaping up to be a Māori kaupapa, isn't it?
Well, it is rather, and that's unfortunate, because we always knew that if we weren't in early, we could really see what's playing out right now, and it has transpired. So, yes, and it could well get worse from here, and we suspect it will. So, that's why we've got to make sure that we're targeting where we need to be in terms of the vaccination, yes. Mm. So it's sad that we had to go to court, but we had to do something.
I mean, where are we going wrong? I mean, we know that, you know, to be honest, the government should have unleashed the investment in the Māori organisations a hell of a lot sooner. And I know, you know, we've got people like Willie Jackson and others behind the scenes trying to push for that and trying to get the mahi done. But what more, now that we've arrived at this point, what more needs to happen for our people, for Māori to get the vaccination?
Yeah, well, that's a difficult one, because in the intervening months, in the last 6 months, social media has moved into the space that perhaps we should have been there, with our messages getting very clear, concise messages, user-friendly to understand. We could have been in that space, getting out the message that this is really, it's so necessary for you to get vaccinated, the reasons why. And, of course, what we were trying to do was we were trying to be all things, get the vaccination out to the families, get the clear messages, wanting extra additional resources, all of that things. You know, you're working on all fronts trying to do the best that you can, but it was really perhaps the targeting that we were missing out on. The fact that we had to actually go to the High Court to get what we asked for 6 months ago, we wouldn't be in this position now.
No,
Matthew.
Let's come to that in a minute, because for me, that's a big landmark seminal moment, and good on JT and the team there for doing it. But let's just stick with that issue of social media. I mean, social media can be a powerful good, but in this case, my goodness, the number of conspiracy theorists and fake news and hoo-ha that's going on out there. I mean, even I watched the press conference of the Prime Minister this afternoon up north, and we had a bloke with an American accent spouting off Trump nonsense, pretending to be a journalist. And this is in the heart of Tairangi in Northland, where only 79% have had their first vaccination. And if I even have a look at the ethnicity group by Māori in Northland, only 67%. I mean, this has really taken hold in our communities.
Yes, and I think somehow people who haven't been engaging in the health system itself over many, many years, they're more prone to be maybe not so much standoffish, but they look with a bit of suspicion what's happening. And so they are susceptible to messages that are not, not truthful and not factual, which is unfortunate. And they certainly have. I mean, I know many people that really have embraced the conspiracy theorist views that it's not safe, the vaccination is not safe. And they really don't seem to understand that they're putting themselves, their mukapuna, and others, of course, at risk. Mm. And they're in large numbers. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's quite prolific too. I mean, and then there are these other social media platforms that I've until recently been completely unfamiliar with. I mean, not that I need another social media platform, but things like Telegram, where we have the case of an Australian who's hiding out up north, posting crap, in particular a very sad image and photo that she used about the passing of somebody that we all know, and I won't name, who apparently died as a result of a vaccination, which was an absolute lie and hoo-ha. But there they get away with it because we can't touch those social media platforms. But you make a really good point. Our whānau up there, we and not up just up there, but around the country, around the motu, they have been disengaged from the health system. That brings me to the case before the High Court. It was a seminal moment. It was a big deal. We should never have had to have got there, though, in my opinion. What could this mean now for the vaccination program?
Well, it will certainly mean that we're going to get the data from all of the areas, which will be very good. It doesn't matter that it's late. We will then be able to specifically target certain areas within regions and within districts where we know that there's been no uptake or certainly little uptake in the way of vaccination. So it really is a more effective use of your time, your resources, because you're specifically targeting the areas where where our people have just not been vaccinated. But we could have been doing this some time ago, months ago, actually. You're right, Matthew, the mere fact that we had to go to court, to the High Court, to get this. I mean, we're certainly not afraid to take that action, but in this day and age, it shouldn't be necessary.
Well, that's right. Just for our listeners out there, give me a call, 0800-460-3603. Love to hear your thoughts. But here's some data for the agency, and we're talking about the Whānau Order Commissioning Agency, right? Do fantastic work across the motu, across the North Island in particular. Now, this is in a ruling late on Monday night. Justice Gwynne said the ministry had erred in its interpretation of the privacy code and did not give to Te Tiriti or Waitangi or Tikanga obligations. Well, that's not rocket science. I mean, we could writ large about any government departments, even one that I might be involved with. Its Chief Executive John Thumahidi said it would help in efforts to close the gap between Māori and non-Māori, but here's the power of the same Medipicker. This agency, which has a network of 96 Māori providers with 200 vaccination sites across the North Island, my God, if only we were able to tap into that network using the power of our Māori workforce before, we could be in a completely different position.
Well, that's right too, because Matthew, the majority of the vaccinations that we've done so far have been with our non-Māori neighbours and friends and whānau as well. So while we've certainly stepped up and been vaccinating, that's great and doing a terrific job there, we really needed the data for Māori so that we could have been getting in there. Mm-hmm. We are now, of course, but that's not the fact. The point is that we could have been there a lot earlier and we could have lessened the impact for the negative half-truths that have been circulating through social media and that has been not helpful to the whānau. So there are, really are. This is not just about the data that we didn't get early on. This is about the fact that because of the lack of data, because of us not being able to get to our people early enough, it's unfortunate that the half-truths and the conspiracy theorists have filled that gap, that void. That's
right.
What we didn't need.
That's right. Well, actually, here's a comment that's just come in from Raywin talking about conspiracy theories. She's just commented, Medipicker, this might cheer you up. Matt Tukaki calls himself the Māori George Clooney, more like the Dalvanius Prime of Upper Hutt. Oh, thank you, Raywin. That was uncalled for. Go on. Hey, let's turn our attention to the future now, because the Māori Health Authority, I'm a big fan of. I think it's been a long time coming. I think this is a wonderful opportunity. But how do we get the opportunity right, given the fact that our whānau have been disengaged from the mainstream system over many years? I mean, is this that opportunity, that lighthouse on the hill that we've been looking for?
Yes, I think when they get together, and I'm sure they have already, the new board, they're going to really need to know, I think they'll rather prioritise what they have to do first. Because it is making sure that they put their mark on this, this entity as soon as possible, that they will not take second best, that they know that they have to be Māori health targets in a number of areas. Matthew, I've been on a health board for over 10 years now, and there were always national targets set, national health targets. But we wanted specific Māori health targets because, when all ships rise, as the national health targets are supposed to do, all ships rising, but Māori will always be behind. So that's what they've got to do. They've got to make sure that the significant dollars that go to the national health, to the Health New Zealand, that those already, a lot of that is then earmarked for the Māori Health Authority. You know, we've got to make sure that we hit the deck running, because there's no time to be lost, because we are not in a good state. This has nothing to do with the vaccination. You know, the state of Māori health in New Zealand is appalling, and it's not getting any better. So, and there's nothing, and we can certainly, the Māori Health Authority, they can certainly do better than what we've had in the past. And so it's going to be a great challenge. There's no doubt about that. But they've got so many of us rooting for them, being there to offer our support and help as much as we can to make sure that they get off to a good start.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, and of course, that plays into the mental health system. I'm going to be talking shortly to Mike King, of course, but also Paul Whatiura. And Paul won, you know, two grand finals of the NRL, and the Balmain Tigers and the Penrith Panthers. He's back home now. He's on a journey of rediscovery of his whakapapa, but also his own mental health journey as well. The mental health of our whānau, not just the primary health, is also a massive kaupapa on the table. I mean, and even with COVID-19, we've seen that amplified. So we're dealing with the primary health system with the Māori Health Authority. Do you think, and I'm just putting it in there, why not, do you think we should also have a look at winding in mental health and suicide prevention services as well?
Yes, I definitely do, because you know, there was significant millions of dollars allocated to mental health services only 18 months ago, and they've never reached the people that it was targeted for. So you have to ask, where have those gone? But what we must do is we should focus on the primary health area rather than the secondary, which is your hospitals, etc. And we know there's you know, significant dollars needed there, but if we can just look at that primary health area. You know, I mean, PHOs are okay, but they get significant dollars.
Yeah.
You know, they get that for Māori patients and clients, etc. But really, where does that go? So I want, they should be setting, they should have KPIs. They should absolutely have KPIs. How are you delivering to Māori? Have Māori whānau said, this is the difference that you are making as a PHO? And if you haven't made any difference, then, you know, they shouldn't be getting the funding.
No, that's right.
With the Māori Health Authority, Matthew, they absolutely have to exercise fearless leadership. Mm. They've got to go hard right from the outset. And if they're going to be wishy-washy, then it won't be good. So they absolutely put that pole in the ground and say, no compromises. This is what we want, and we know this is what's needed, and we know who can deliver those services.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, spoken like a true Melbourne Cup winner. Very elegant, Mehdi Bikit Okawa Tate. Very elegant indeed.
I had to leave a Melbourne Cup function to come home early.
Oh, did you? Well, go back down to the club, and you have an awesome night. You know, it's the first time I haven't been at a Melbourne Cup in 20 years. I am gutted, Mehdi Pekka. Gutted.
Have you been to the Melbourne Cup itself?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, when I was on radio in Australia, and I've also interviewed Jim Cassidy, where we did a piece on Kiwi. You know, Kiwi, when he's running around from the backside of the racer there at Flemington, and he also rode then Might and Power to the Wind. Now, here's another little secret for you. The only reason I left radio in Australia is because we moved from Talkback, and I used to do the 9 through to midnight run on 2UE, 2GB, and they wanted me to, they turned into a 24-hour sports broadcaster, Mehdi Bikit. You know what the buggers wanted me to do? Call the Dapto Dogs. Call the Dapto Dogs. I mean, what do I know about the Dapto Dogs? Well, actually, the truth is, I said, absolutely not. I ain't going to be calling no Dapto Dogs, because then if I call the race, I can't bet on the dogs.
But I'll tell you what, my friend, it doesn't matter if you don't know about the dogs. You could do it. Since when of not knowing about the dogs? Since when would that stop you?
Well, I tell you what, somebody famously once said to me in Australia, you know, Matt, you could talk like a penguin under an iceberg being chased by a sea leopard. And they're probably quite true, eh? Hey, Mehdi Bikit Okawa Tate, absolutely so enjoyable having you on the show this evening. A doi ono te ao Māori, an absolutely wonderful wāhine toa. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. Really appreciate it.
You're most welcome, man. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely.
Bye now.
Absolutely.